This is KUT.
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. The Austin area is home to more than 2 million people, and you might interact with some of those people each day. Some of them you'll never see again. But what about the people you want to see again? The ones who leave an impression? The people who make Austin a great place to live and that maybe you'd like to know more about? You may recall an AT Explained episode a little while ago about a guy who wanted to meet a crossing guard that waved to everybody who drove by, put a smile on his face, said it was like an emotional cup of coffee every morning. So this got us thinking about all the people who do this for other people in Austin. And so that's why we started this project called Hi, Who Are You? We asked you to nominate people that you want to learn more about, people who make your neighborhood a better place to live. So I've got the first story in that series today, and it's about an Austin teacher who wanted to meet this guy at her local donut shop.
Hi, my name is Christina Coro, and I'm a native Austinite. Right now, we are in front of the Krispy Kreme donut shop on Stassney Lane. Every time I've come through this Krispy Kreme, he has been one of the most positive, happiest individuals and has always put a smile on my face. It's the way he greets people. It's just the energy that he has when he talks to people. And this is strictly through the intercom on, you know, when you're going through the drive-thru. Even a couple of times I've come in there and he's handed me a donut. He's always fills me up with joy and just puts a huge smile on my face.
All right, let's go meet him.
Okay.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We're good.
Hey, Sylvester, it's a pleasure to meet you. Hey, you too.
I'm Christina.
Christina, it's a pleasure.
My name is Sylvester Myers. Born and raised here, Austinite. Yes, that's what I'm saying, hook 'em horns. 43 years old, lived here all my life, so we kind of just make everybody feel welcome from all over.
No, but it's just like every time I've come through the drive-thru, I mean, from the very first time I came through and you helped me, I was like, who is this guy? Why? He's so positive. He's so happy. And you just, I mean, look at me. I'm like smiling
I'll tell you, it's because.
What keeps you so positive?
It really is the best day of my life. Every day I wake up, it's the start. That's my first start. Waking up, I decide whether we get it challenging or what, we're going to make it the best day.
And I think one of the things that I like about coming here in the morning, it's early in the morning.
It really is.
I mean, you start really early, right?
Yeah, I'll start normally between 4 a.m.
Yeah. You know, the times I've come through is just starting my day on such a positive note.
And you're the greatest.
You know, and I'm a school teacher, and so I, you know, take that with me into the classroom and, you know, just try to kind of emulate a little bit of that myself. To thank you for that, Sylvester.
Hey, well, I want to thank you.
We don't get enough of that in this world, and especially in the times we're in. So
you're the greatest of all time, sweetie. I just want to, you just bring out the best in me. Out of all these many years, this is a true story, and me and my boss talk about it all the time, but I walked by here about 3 years, and I remember that due to the lack of finances, I couldn't even afford to pay my mortgage. And because of that, I remember falling on family, hard time. And I remember walking through here. I just said, I prayed walking. And I just said, give me a sign that it's going to be all right. Walked in here. This man gave me an application 10 minutes later. He said, you know what? I'm going to set an interview up. I just like your smile. That's what boosted me up, really. Through all the heartaches, I found out, guess what? It wasn't as bad as I thought. Knowing that I'm going to make it. I've seen I made it to that point, and I'm gonna make it again. So everybody that come through here, brighten their day up. I know people with a lot of money, and they still down depressed. Know when you travel up and down the roads, just look out and say, it's not as bad as it seems. And go home, hug your family, and just be thankful. If you be thankful for the small, you never know what's gonna happen to receive the greater. And we all deal with pressure, but we gonna find a solution to deal with pressure. After you shed your tears, take them tears, make turn it into some joy, because that's what I learned to do. I got tired of crying, I got tired of being around depression, so I took that and said, you know what, today, I'm gonna make that. I'm going to make that change. And guess what? You coming with me.
What do you think, Christina?
Oh, my God. Well,
that's what I mean.
Brought tears to my eyes a couple of times here. I think that's beautiful. I mean, that's kind of, I totally agree with the gratitude. You're absolutely right, Sylvester. It's those little things. Like, sometimes I have to sit and just be grateful for, I have a healthy lunch today,
yes.
You know? I get to go to school and make a difference in kids' lives. Or I love I'm grateful for my daughter. You know, I mean, just little things like that. And I do find that the more I focus on those positive things, it's true. It's the happier I am.
I don't know if people know it or not, but the best is yet to come. That's one of my slogans. The best is yet to come.
I'm going to take that with me.
If I cannot drive nothing else into the radio land, understand that the best is yet to come.
So next time I'm having a bad day, I can just come in here.
Hey, you come in here, I'm going to high five you. Hey, well, you know, I just love you dearly, my friend.
Thank you, Sylvester. Thank you so much.
You are one in a million.
It's so great to finally meet you.
Hey, well, you know what? Welcome home, and we family now.
That was Sylvester Myers, who works at Krispy Kreme on Stastny, and Austin teacher Christina Coro. If there's someone who makes your neighborhood a better place, let us know at hiwhoareyou.kut.org. And, of course, you can find much more AT Explained at atexplained.org. You can ask your own question there about Austin's people, places, or culture. That's at atexplained.org, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.